Don't have to be very quick on this because I got fuck all spice. About the latest little fridge. Okay. Got a little chest freezer to store, you know, the shit that needs to be frozen. But I had to pick up after my last little sort of bar fridge, which was used to hold medicines and things that need to be kept cold in. I've got a little bar fridge, but see, it had a freezing fucking heat exchanger thing up the top, right? But see, when this fills up with water, you've got to pull it out from the front. This is from this end. But because it's so, see, it's very fucking light and it's very thin and, you know, it's very flexible and it just doesn't. And you've got very little tilt between it being sort of full, you know, when it's full. You've got very little. Oh, how do I do this? Right the other way, yeah. You've got very little fucking tilt from when it's full to when it's sort of, you know, to when it just pours out over the floor and into the fucking, you know. That's where all condensate, the ice and all this other sort of shit melts and condensation drips down onto. So I said, this is really fucked. So what I did is I made a little drip tube, some silicon sealant and a little bit of silicon tube, right? So that's to allow water to drip. What's that fucking? Oh, that's a shadow. It's not a slot. It's not a gap. It's a fucking just a shadow. Yeah. So what I found was that because the height of it, it was a little bit of a fucked, not a fucked installation, it was a good installation, but there was room for improvement, right? I wanted to have a good thick bead of silicon sealant around it. So I let the wall up like a ring of larger tube around some smaller tube going through a hole, you know? And so that would stop it falling out or falling through. And what I found is that the height of that, meant that the fucking tray would be much more fuller. So what I did is I got a scalpel and I trimmed away the edge. So I put a bevel in there and took I put a bevel on that bit so that any build up would build up to a much lower level. You know, it's like it's down to about sort of about there in the tray instead of being up there in the tray, right? So that's a huge difference when you've got a fucking, you know, stop the drip tray from dripping water over everything, you know? And by the use of a layer of insulation across there, you won't get like icicle build-up underneath there. And so you get you keep your fucking water and condensate in here and going down into like a open capped fucking container. The insulation up here means that this tray doesn't get really fucking cold because the heat coming up from the inside keeps the bloody tray like 5 to 8 degrees Celsius, you know, instead of being freezing because it's directly under the heat transfer coils, you know. And yeah, I might do a bit of more fine work on this, just a bit. So very, 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 very fine cutting. There we go. So that there could even go a little bit lower. So it doesn't, the water level doesn't actually, it only has to come up say about 3 or 4 mil to start running out. I could take that just a shave lower. And when cutting silicone, just slice. You don't try to sort of force it. So you don't want, you want drainage, not floodage. And that's how God, I can't remember which particular character. Oh, good. So that's down to the top, that drainage is now to the top of the step, you know, around about the height of the step. So as soon as that fills up to there, you know, so as soon as that fills up to there, it starts to run out, that fills up, that's very good. Yep, hurrah. So that's, you know, genius type stuff only takes getting off your arse and saying, here's an opportunity to create and grow and improve things. So that's how I'm improving, you know, but I'm putting in a layer of insulation on top of that. It could be just fucking bubble wrap or something, just something that doesn't rot, you know, lasts forever sort of thing. All right, guys.